Greetings from London Business School. I'm Julian Birkinshaw, Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at the school and host of the Real Innovation Awards, where we celebrate the unusual and inspiring stories that lie behind a lot of today's successful new businesses. Innovation's an essential part of the capitalist system, particularly in times of great change. And of course, we do live in very unusual times, sometimes called the fourth industrial revolution. And when we talk about the fourth industrial revolution, it's worth acknowledging that the previous ones were the steam revolution from the 1800s, and then the original industrial revolution from the 1800s. And then the third one was the kind of the computer revolution of the 60s and 70s. The fourth industrial revolution is the one we're living in now, where technology is being embedded in our daily lives through, for example, artificial intelligence software in many applications, the Internet of Things in many industrial products, and so forth. So it's kind of interesting to reflect on how this digital revolution is shaping our business world. And I think it does through in four ways. And let me just reflect on how those different ways are affecting us. And I'll give you a couple of examples from our innovation awards of companies that fit into each of those trends. The first one is the emergence of the new technologies themselves. A great example of this is a company called Improbable Technologies. This was created by a gentleman called Herman Nerula. And if you've ever played the video game Fortnite, you will, I assume, be amazed that it's possible for you to play that game while simultaneously 100 other people around the world are playing that game as well. And you are almost interacting in real time with them. That technology was created by Improbable Technologies, and it involved hugely powerful computer systems, some very clever innovations in how software development takes place. I don't understand the full details, but this is the sort of technological innovation that is making a real difference. And indeed, we gave Improbable Technologies one of these innovation awards last year. The second category of ways in which technology is changing the world is actually in the products and services that we use. So many of us are now very familiar with fintech firms like Monzo and Revolut and so forth, who are using digital services to make our lives a little bit easier. One winner we had from last year was a lady called Tracy Young from a company called PlanGrid. PlanGrid is essentially a mobile app that is used on construction sites. Construction is an industry which has been very, very traditional, very, very non-digital forever. And Tracy took it upon herself to try to essentially change the habits of a lifetime for construction workers by essentially putting this mobile app in their hands to help them to collaborate more effectively in real time on construction sites. And that was the reason that we gave her the award, because not only was it a new product, a new technological product, but it was also a product which really did shake up an entire industry. Tracy recently sold the company PlanGrid to a major US company called Autodesk just last year with great success. The third way in which technology is changing the business world is through the evolution of new business models. What is a business model? It is our formula for making money. Every company has a business model, and it's become very popular in recent years to think about Uber and Airbnb and such companies as pioneers in business models within their chosen sectors. Last year, we had one interesting finalist. It's a company called Airtasker from Australia. And Airtasker is in the business of trying to help people to find temporary work and, of course, to help people needing temporary work to find people to do that work for them. So it's a marketplace. Airtasker's insight was, rather than having a category for cleaning services or a category for dog walking services, what they would do is where they would get the person who needed the service to define the service in their own terms. So you might say, I need somebody to come and clean my roof in my home for a week. And by having that person specify the service in their own language, it opened entire new categories of temporary work which hadn't been predefined. And so Airtasker has been very successful in growing their business model. They're in the UK as well as Australia and a few other countries. And it's quite a nice example of a business model innovation. The fourth and final way in which technology is changing the workplace is in terms of helping us come up with new ways of working. So technology isn't just making it easier for us to communicate with each other. It's also making it possible for traditional hierarchical systems of operation to actually break down, for people to work in much more fluid and organic ways. So we had a finalist a couple of years ago, ING Bank, who have moved their entire head office operation in the Netherlands from a much more traditional hierarchical structure to one built around so-called agile working teams, small, self-contained, self-organized teams working directly with users at a much faster pace than was historically possible. So those are four different ways in which technology is changing the world in which we work. And behind each one of them, of course, there's a whole series of stories of innovative companies. But it's not just about technology innovation. I can think of a couple of examples of recent winners where they won despite being in very non-traditional, non-technology intensive places. For example, there was a Ukrainian company called Vogue that we gave an award to last year. It's a company that migrated from being essentially in the oil trading and gas stations business and reinventing themselves entirely as a food and convenience store chain. So that was nothing to do with the world of technology. It was simply looking at what they were good at and gradually moving towards where the market opportunity was. Another recent winner, which is now very well known in the UK, is this company called Fevertree, which is the company that provides the mixers that go with various gin and tonics and gin and other types of mixer flavors. I hope these tales have inspired you. We're looking for the real stories behind innovations, whether successful or ultimately not successful. We're particularly looking for cases where there's a personal story, where somebody tried and failed and eventually succeeded, where somebody deliberately went against the advice of all their friends and somehow was able to prevail. Those are the sorts of stories that make the real innovation awards, the ones that we're offering here, the thing that is different. So if you have a story, please nominate yourself, or if you know somebody who's been an innovator, please nominate them. Go to london.edu/innovation, and there you will find the nomination form. The deadline is the 27th of May. I look forward to receiving your nominations for this award. Thank you very much.